Hey there, friend. Before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to share something really special with you. If you are tired of feeling stuck in the wine trap and ready to reclaim your freedom, I've got just the thing. This is my free 7 easiest quit tips guide. And inside, you're going to find simple, actionable tips to kickstart your journey to sobriety and discover the joy of living alcohol-free. It really is joyous. So if you're curious about how easy it can be to break free from the cycle of drinking, just head over to vibewithstephanie.com/guide to grab your copy today. You're not alone on this journey. It's a lot easier than you think, especially with this 7 easy quit tips guide. Go grab it now and then get comfy and settled in for our coming up episode.
Hey, and welcome back to the Glow Big Sober podcast. It's your host, Stephanie, and I am so sorry that I have been missing in action. This episode is to fill you in on what I've been doing, what is going on, not to complain or to have a pity party, but simply to let you know what's going on in my world. I'm a little bit sad because I just looked at my podcast stats and I have had over 6,672 downloads on the Glow Big Sober podcast since I started 2 years ago. And I know, you know, when I'm comparing myself, which I was doing often, that is not that great. Those numbers aren't that great to write home about. But to look at it right now, I just wrote it on a post-it. It's like, wow, I really did accomplish something there. And I know that I helped many. Oh my gosh, I'm hoping not to cry on this. So I have been a coach for 2 years. No, it's almost been 3 years in sobriety. And it came so naturally. I was getting sober. If you know my story, my mom died from alcoholism at 54. And I thought I'd be different than her, but I found myself in the same shoes, having blackouts and all these things, DUIs, just decades of trouble. So one final day on my son's 5th birthday party, I blacked out and I woke up the next morning and just vowed never to drink again and to turn my life around. I was a heavy drinker, heavy smoker. And so I did. And as I started sharing, like inch by inch, other women were saying, oh my God, you have to keep sharing this story. You have to keep sharing. It's going to help so many. And so I got this confidence that, wow, I'm going to be able to help people. And maybe this will actually be what lets me live my life and stop stressing about money. I've never had a very reliable income. I was doing MLMs. I was a leader with both of them. And I was earning trips and we were being sent off to Mexico and I was earning rewards, but never an income. You know, 1 year it was like $5,000 that year that I made. 1 year it was like $12,000. So when I found coaching, I remembered that quote, find something that you love to do and you'll never work a day in your life. And I was like, this is so perfect. I'm so passionate about sobriety. I'm going to help all these women. And because I couldn't help my mother. And it just, I had a lot of love and intention behind it. And so I did that for 2.5 years and found myself really, and I'm an empath, which is probably not the best career choice is to be a coach, especially for sobriety, especially when it matters so much to me to see others succeed. Maybe don't become a sober coach. But I thought that would help. I thought that would help. And it probably did because I cared so much. But I found myself like if I took on a coaching client for 6 weeks, she would pay me $1,500. I eventually got up to $1,500 for 6 weeks, but I was at her beck and call every single day, 3, 4, 5 times a day for 6 weeks. And that was exhausting. And then I, a lot of times, snapped at my son. I can remember times snapping at him because I couldn't tell if the lady I was helping was lying to me or not. And it was driving me crazy. And talking to a drunk person is hard anyway. It was just a lot. So, but I kept trying and I kept trying. And then I developed these courses like, hey, maybe I can help them without me having to do the one-on-one intensive. So I did Break Up With Booze and Dry January and Reinvent You. And I think there's another one. And I had memberships and I started this podcast and I was like, I'm just going to help as many people as, you know, as fast as I can, as much as I can and try to make a living from it. And that never really happened. I never really had consistent money. And even though I've got 6,672 downloads on this podcast, I was never making any money from it. Like nothing ever came of it. So it just was getting very depressing and I was gaining weight and I was crying a lot and still working like a lot just sitting here working. And then all my website, like vibewith70.com, I'm going to try not to cry because I can't edit this because I'm not paying for that service anymore. But vibewith70.com, I had to turn that on every single month because it would shut down. I couldn't afford to keep it up. The ClickFunnels that you, if you were to go get Breakup with Booze, to keep that open for you to sign up for that was $99 a month for that funnel. My ConvertKit, which was the thing that I send you emails on, that was $49 a month. The thing that I edited my podcast with, that costs money every month. The podcast service itself, Buzzsprout, costs money every month. And every month, I would have to just pick and choose what I could turn back on. And it was devastating. So I would see all these women. Sorry, I'm going to have to edit this, but I don't know how without that service. I would see all these women making like $30,000 a month or $10,000 a month and $5,000 here, just flashing these dollar signs all around me. And at first, I was like jealous and bitter and comparing myself. And then I was like, what the hell are they doing? Need that. So I started stalking them and seeing what they were doing. And they're doing this digital marketing. And I got my tax refund back. And as always, I always like take it and put it back into something that might grow. So I took my tax refund. It was $500 and bought this course. And now I'm able to resell it at 100% profit. And there's a lot more to it. It's digital marketing. It's affiliate marketing. It is the highest paying job in 2024. Digital marketing. I am following people that are becoming millionaires or are millionaires in the past 7 months from digital marketing, working 2 and 3 hours a day, no more burnout, no more hustle, no more tears. And the last thing I wanted to do was start something else and fail or put more money into something else. But I did it anyway, and I didn't tell my husband because I didn't know why he'd say, oh, you're going to quit coaching? You're going to do something else? You've already done MLMs. You've already done coaching. You've already done all the things. So I started it. I didn't tell anybody and made $2,000 in about, I don't know, 6 days. And it's really shown a light on another way of doing things that isn't going to cause me to cry or be broke because I don't want to be broke anymore. And I don't think anybody should be struggling. Sorry. So that is pretty much what's been going on. Plus, I had shoulder surgery March 8th. That went really well. But I've been sick as a dog ever since, like bronchitis and sinus infections and all that. I still made $2,000 on this digital marketing. So if you want to know what this is all about, it's not just for women. I will put the link in the show notes and you can take a look. And you can also please go to Instagram and go to vibe_with_Stephanie. Super annoying. I hate all those underscores. Or you can go to Soft Girl Era Steph, which is my other. I'm starting another brand new Instagram for digital marketing. And you can comment guide or freebie in any of my posts or just say hi in my DMs or respond to any of my stories and I'll send you some information on what this is and why I did such a huge pivot. You'll see why, because who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? I'm going to take a chance on this. I've already made my money back times four and have tons of visits to my store all the time. And it's just awesome. So I just like the ease of it. And I just think we all kind of deserve that. So you can go to my Stan store right now. Let me give you another easy way to do it. Okay, you just go to stan.store/abundancestephanie. stan.store/abundancestephanie. And you can get my free guide, which is how to make money on social media, even if you're a beginner. And then you can also see what the course is that I'm selling. It's called the Ultimate Branding Course, and it's got master resell rights. So that means you buy it once and you get to resell it as many times as you want. It's not an MLM. There's no cold calling. There's no messaging. There's no recruiting. This course just teaches you like the how-tos of branding yourself and social media growth. And it is a lot of fun. Like it's taught me a lot of things. I thought I knew my way around social media, but this is amazing. It teaches you high quality branding, how to launch a product. And if you don't have a product that you want to launch, you can use this product, which is the branding course. So anyway, I would love to share this with anybody who's interested. And I may keep up with the podcast after a little bit. Once I just get my footing, there was one other thing that I remember happened. There were so many things happening. besides not being able to pay all the bills, I hired a coach to like help me, show me how to do ads for my coaching. And she came in and said my messaging was all wrong. And she just kind of, you know, buried it. I was like, you know what? You're right. Like, I just can't do this anymore. How much more can I throw at that? There was something else I was going to say that happened. Oh, I don't remember now. Sorry. That's on me being sick. But anyway, oh, I know what it was, is that I was scrolling Facebook and I saw somebody say, what are the best podcasts for sobriety in one of the groups? And I scrolled down and looked at every comment. There was 50 comments and I was not in that comment. And I was like, you know what? I'm just not reaching enough people. This sucks. Everybody's better than me. Forget it. And it just hit after hit after hit, you know? And I don't deserve that. And I don't think anybody does. I just don't deserve to feel that way, even if it's self-induced. I'm just ready to live in my soft girl era and just like live a nice life. The year before is uniform. And that's not right for me to be a public figure and have a, you know, podcast and all this stuff and not to be making any money during the month. I just can't do it anymore. And I hope you understand. And I do hope you follow my journey. Come over to Soft Girl Era Steph on Instagram. That's going to be the brand new account. The one I have currently is vibe_with_Stephanie. So I'll be doing both. But either way, just come follow me over there. I'm less on TikTok too. I was like blowing up on TikTok, but it wasn't converting. There was no sales, no messaging, no nothing, like no coaching, nothing. But there was just so much work and output going in and nothing coming out. And it broke me, honestly, and broke my family a little bit and stressed us out a lot. And so I had to make a choice. I had to make some kind of move. And I hope this is the right move, but I think so, because this is blowing up already. And I just started March 8th. And that was the day I had surgery. So I didn't put myself into it for a couple of weeks. And then when I did, I got back to back to back to back to back sales. And I have proof and receipts on my Instagram. If you want to go check it out, you can see, check my story highlights, and you can watch the progression from starting at $0. I showed like a video. I wanted to bring my followers on the journey of what I was doing. And so it shows zero. And then it was like graphs, just bam, 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 bam. All these people commenting guide to get my freebie. And then once they get the freebie, they start getting emails from me about the branding course and what it's all about. And it's all automated. It's all automated. All I really have to do is create content and bring eyeballs to my page. And they even have faceless content creators. So there's people that are doing this faceless and completely blowing up and becoming millionaires. So I thought it sounded too good to be true and too shady at first too, but I'm in it now and I see it's not. So if you're interested, definitely follow me on Instagram. I'm going to drop the easy links in the show notes. And then also you can simply just go to stan.store/abundance. Abundance Stephanie. And thank you so much for being here. Thank you for all your support. And I hope to come back and maybe I'll be back talking about digital marketing and maybe something like that, you know? All right. I love you. Thank you so much for being here. And I hope to chat soon.
Did you know there is one missing piece to you finally getting sober once and for all? That missing piece is mindset. That's the thing that's going to help you transform your life from the inside out. I am so thrilled to invite you to my free Mindset Masterclass, where we dive into proven strategies to shift that mindset and really create a life filled with purpose, abundance, and joy. If you're tired of feeling stuck in those limiting beliefs and ready for a mindset of growth and possibility, then this masterclass is for you. If you're ready to rewrite your story and step into the best version of yourself, this masterclass is for you. Join me at vibewithstephanie.com/masterclass. Class. Your mindset is the key to unlocking the life of your dreams. I can't wait to see you inside. Just go to vibewithstephanie.com/masterclass.